It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha. Now, welcome back from vacation.
Well, it's a honeymoon, but it was like a 10 years late honeymoon. We never went on one. But I am so glad to be back here playing the puzzle.
Good to have you back.
So remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. I said, name a well-known fictional character in two words. Remove two letters from the first word in the name, and the result is the plural form of the second word. What character is this? The answer is Mickey Mouse. Remove the K and Y of Mickey, you get mice, which is the plural of mouse.
We received more than 300 correct responses, and the winner is Mark Davis of Oakland, California. Congratulations, Mark, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So how did you figure this one out?
I started grabbing at names randomly, and after about 30 seconds realized I was never going to get it that way and figured I'd just let this one go. And about one heartbeat later, it just popped into my head.
Oh, wow. So it just popped in, Mickey Mouse.
You could say it's a Mickey Mouse solution.
What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm a retired math professor. I like to spend my time riding my bike up in the hills nearby. And as a lot of people have in the last couple of years, I've gotten interested in birds. So I have a lot of fun watching them out in the backyard and in the neighborhood.
That sounds very nice. I mean, I'm not much for birds, but big up to all the bird watchers. So, Mark, are you ready to play this puzzle?
Probably not, but I guess I don't have a choice at this point.
You don't have a choice, and you are ready. It's going to be great. Take it away, Will.
All right, Mark, I'm going to give you two four-letter words. Rearrange the letters of one of them to get a synonym of the other. And which word is the synonym and which is the anagram is for you to discover. For example, if I said soup, S-O-U-P, and work, W-O-R-K, you would say opus, which is an anagram of soup, and it's a synonym of work. Here's number one. Thin, T-H-I-N, and elan, E-L-A-N.
Lean.
Excellent. Turn, T-U-R-N, ever, E-V-E-R.
I got this one. If you go, shh, if you...
Veer, of course.
Yes. Veer, good one. Drag, D-R-A-G, hula, H-U-L-A.
Haul.
That's it. Rasp, R-A-S-P. Mast, M-A-S-T.
Is it spar?
It's spar, yes. Dune, D-U-N-E. Bear, B-A-R-E.
Nude.
Nude is it. Whip, W-H-I-P. Golf, G-O-L-F.
Wow. Flog.
Yeah, you got it. Flog, yes. Plum, P-L-U-M, clod, C-L-O-D.
Plum and clod.
Ooh, I think I got this one.
Lump.
Lump is it. Good one. Leap, L-E-A-P, ring, R-I-N-G.
Peel.
You got it. Drab, D-R-A-B. Poet, P-O-E-T.
Bard.
Fuse, F-U-S-E, lewd, L-E-W-D.
Wow. I'm not seeing this one.
Anagram, the second word.
Weld. Oh, weld, of course.
You got it. And your last one is gone, G-O-N-E, and felt, F-E-L-T.
Felt. Left, of course.
Left, you got it. Good job.
Yeah, great job. You were going really fast.
It's so much harder live as opposed to listening in, all you folks at home.
And you are not the first person to say that.
I think I've heard that before.
You did a great job. So how do you feel?
Great relief.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Mark, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KQED in San Francisco.
That's Mark Davis of Oakland, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Alan Hochbaum of Duluth, Georgia. Write down the last names of two U.S. presidents, move a letter from the second name into the first one, and you'll name a vehicle that's used for special occasions. What is it? So again, the last names of two U.S. presidents, move a letter from the second name into the first one, and you'll get a vehicle that's used for special occasions. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. But what I really like to emphasize, the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.